Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Elise Benin back on the show. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. That means that in 2016, we will celebrate her 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Yeah, we got her right out of elementary school. She's the author of The Art of Self-Promotion. Also, Stop Pushing Me Around. That's the one she wrote for introverts. And a number of other books. She is the marketing mentor. She's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, you know, one thing we have not talked about over the years a lot, although I did remember that you were podcasting, but we haven't spent a lot of time talking about your podcast, have we?
No, we haven't.
Have I ever been a guest on your podcast?
No, you haven't.
What would be, wonder why that would be, what's wrong with that picture, Elise? Let me see here. How many times have you been a guest on my show, and how many times have I been a guest on your show? What's wrong with that picture, Elise?
Good point.
I'm a little out of I'm tipping over here. The balancing, I'm trying to balance this thing, and the balancing, the scales are way over here on this other side.
I will soon rectify that.
Oh, no, it's too late now. 8 years, my goodness.
So here's what's funny about that. You know, I mean, you have what, when I first, 18 years ago, became a guest or part of your Brain Trust or whatever it is that we do every so often, talk on the phone, essentially, it was a radio show.
It still is.
Right. So that's my first question.
Live radio show.
What's the difference between a radio show and a podcast?
Well, a radio show, obviously, is one that's produced and beamed up to the satellite. And then the satellite beams that signal down on a frequency to a receiver in a market near you, and that receiver picks it up on a channel. I call it frequency. It's a channel. They pick it up on a channel, and then that channel has that show at that particular time. And when they receive it, and then they broadcast it out to their network. I mean, to their market. That's a radio show. And it's live, and it's there. It's here now. When it's gone, it's gone.
All right,
and a podcast is something that you stream on the internet, and it can be like radio. It can be live, and so for example, in addition to my radio show for 18 years plus, we've been simulcasting our show on the internet. So it's been a podcast almost as long as it's been a broadcast, but from a live standpoint, it took me about 2 years to start capturing the podcast, the simulcast, and turning it into an archived podcast.
But before that, your radio shows were archived, and you could listen to them recorded afterwards, right?
That's right. Yeah, but no. First, we had the broadcast, then we had the pod, then we had the simulcast. None of it was captured in 97 to 98, and then in 99 we started capturing the show and turning that into a podcast. Meaning, well, it depends on how you think about it. You can think about it as the live program, which is here and now and gone the next second, so to speak. And then you got the capturing of it, which turns it into what I call an archive. Mm-hmm. And either one of them, the live show or the podcast, can be, depends on how it's distributed, right? The broadcast is over the radio. The podcast is over the internet.
And podcasting has really taken off, although it's been around for a while, but it seems to have really taken off in the last couple of years, and now everyone has a podcast.
That's right, because it's easy to do, doesn't cost a lot of money, and anybody can do it. It's the same thing as the publishing, how publishing of the printed word has become democratized.
So interesting. And when I started podcasting in 2008, originally it was to help promote one of the books that I co-authored, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. And
right.
we produced all at once a podcast series, each episode based on a chapter. And then we released one chapter at a time.
And then
after that, I just kept podcasting, and it's basically...
Because you just loved it so much, right?
That's right. But people loved it. That was what was interesting.
There you go. All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about podcasting and the journey of Elise's podcast career. Very interesting. Quick break, 20 tales.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.